All right, I have a very special guest today, and she actually doesn't know what I'm about to spring on her, what I'm about to ask her, but she's agreed to appear at the kindness of her own heart and to just be surprised. So thank you very much for coming.
The pleasure is all mine.
So here's what I want to talk about. It has been noted, in fact, this is a direct quote from one of our friends, that you use your feminine wiles to very, very effective results. Okay. I mean, you've heard the statement before?
I may have eavesdropped on conversations of the sort.
You've eavesdropped about
yeah.
it. I guess just off the top of my head, like, I remember the one time in college when you somehow acquired the giant Tarzan poster. Like, the giant one, the one that's, like, 30 by 30, it's vinyl. You acquired it for free from the movie theater because you went to go talk to some guy. And I don't want to say that you flirted, because I don't think you actually flirt necessarily, but you definitely used your feminine powers to get this poster.
I don't know if I agree with that particular situation. I think there might be other situations where I leveraged...
Enlighten me.
Oh, I can't even think of examples, but I think it's... I think many friends that we have actually leverage this particular...
Well, here's the thing. Like, I know a lot of our friends do that, but I wanted to talk to the best.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to settle for, like, the B level.
Okay, now are we talking about a specific time frame, or...?
Here's the thing that I wanted to ask first was that, is this, like, a natural talent, or is this something you've cultivated over the years?
I would say I was pretty piss poor at talent.
Yeah,
until college.
I would definitely agree. I didn't even know you until the end of college. But from what I understand, you were actually pretty not good at that.
Yeah, I would actually say even the beginning of college, I don't think I knew anything about the sort at all.
What do you think? I mean, what would you call it? I mean, I'm calling it feminine wiles, but some might call it persuasion. Some might call it flirtation. Although I don't want to call it flirtation because it's really not. Because it's not as simple as just flirtation.
To think that I can engage the person that I'm interacting with in a different type of manner.
Okay. And when do you think the peak of your powers were?
I'm at my peak right now. No. I don't know. I think it depends on when I want to turn it on and turn it off.
So you do consciously turn it on and off?
Yes. I think as I've gotten older, I've definitely been able to control it. Whereas when I was younger, I don't think it was like a loose thing.
Okay. I mean, what's interesting is that I have never actually felt the persuasion because I've seen it happen a lot because, I mean, one, I'm immune. And two,
of course.
That like, I've seen it happen in actuality, like you are really good at, this is actually a second topic I want to talk about, just... getting somebody to do what they need to do for you, and especially in relationships and chasing. I mean, I was friends with somebody once who liked you for such a long time, and the kinds of things that he would do to hunt you down, I'm embarrassed to say publicly. And there was a time before we were friends, and I would watch you from afar and be like, I don't like her. Because she is way too friendly and open and nice, and she hugs everybody.
See, that's a little bit different.
That's just your personality.
Right.
Right.
So I would argue that that's a different interaction. So I think with the very first question you asked, I think that that usually only works with people that I meet. Like, it has to be
strangers.
Someone new. Exactly.
Okay, talk me through, like, what could happen. Or a situation.
Well, I think it's easier to do it with someone that you don't know well, because it's not like I want to manipulate them, but Mm-mm. It kind of comes across that way in general. So I would never do it with anyone that I'm closer to.
Right.
And we're already beyond that point anyway, so I don't even think it would work.
No.
And then...
I'm like an oak.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're obviously like, I would just never try. You're just too good for me. I think it works, you know, when you go out at night or if you want to try and get that extra special
treatment.
Exactly. Or to get the free Tarzan movie poster, that 30 by 60 vinyl thing.
And I think the other thing is that you expect to have this good treatment. Like, we eat a lot often, and like when you go out to things, like you have a level of class about you that you expect this level of treatment. And not only do you expect it and desire it, you know how to get it. Which is good. So like I need to know how that works and how to do that.
It takes years and years of practice.
Well, right. I don't have years and years. I have 10 minutes. Just give me some hints.
All right. Well, one, I think you have to be able to look someone in the eyes directly.
Okay.
And just give them a smile. And it just goes.
Do you need far. A good smile for this to work?
Well, if you put yourself in someone else's shoes and someone gave you like a toothy, like
right.
messed up grin, do you think it would work? I have no idea.
You know, how do your powers work against women versus men? It depends.
I think with women, I don't think a lot of this is forced. Like, I'm not like, okay, I'm going to go out tonight and this is what's going to happen. I think it just depends on the interaction and the conversation. I think with men, it's definitely more flirtatious. With women, it's just more of a casual conversation and trying to relate to them.
Right. Because you also are really good about presenting a very non-threatening air to men and women to a certain extent. No?
I have no idea.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
I could interview somebody else.
I've heard otherwise.
Really?
I think I've heard otherwise from you.
I've heard otherwise, but they're like from people that I don't really respect that much. Mm. No, or just, you know, people's opinions that I feel like they're formed without actually studying you. I mean, I would say that I almost have like a PhD in studying you.
Oh.
It's been a long time.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
Can I see your thesis paper?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
We'll collaborate.
All right.
I need to get some more sources. But, you know, I've been watching and hearing and analyzing for a long time.
Okay. Well, I don't like to think that I am gender biased at all.
Right.
And I do think that, I mean, then we can go into, like, the psychological and childhood, the way that I was raised. I think that's kind of the way that I was raised. I mean, I think anytime I interacted with someone that I didn't know, I always had to be extremely friendly and try and talk to them and things like that. So I think in college I started realizing how to alter those interactions to come out with the ultimate
goal.
Not goal, like ultimate end asset, I guess. I don't even know.
I guess part of my frustration is that I'm also very nice.
You are very nice.
I am very nice, but yet I don't get Tarzan posters. Nor do I get
but
the same results you do.
But I don't think you ever asked for a Tarzan poster.
Well, that's because...
Maybe we should try.
I don't think my feminine wiles, as it were, works quite as well. Even though I feel like I am very nice.
So, I actually disagree, because I think once we go into your skill set...
It's a different skill set.
So, I think it's really similar, though. I think you have the ability to...
Pick your words wisely.
I know. I'm trying to think of the right adjective. You to grab your, I don't want to say victims, but your.
Whoa. What are we talking about here? Okay, fine.
Victims. I think you're really good in any social setting in general. And you're all of my friends that meet you that you don't know before always say that you're really good at making them feel comfortable. So you know how to turn something else on as well. Like, most people don't do that. Most people just gravitate to whoever they're most comfortable with, and they'll just stay in that circle of friends. Whereas you're very good at opening up and bringing new people into a group.
The eye contact is important.
So you use it.
The thing is, I don't really like eye contact.
Mm.
But, I mean, I force myself to do it, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you are just as skilled, just in a different way. Maybe even more skilled.
So you're saying there's hope yet for me?
I don't think you need any hope.
Oh, that
you're good.
We can achieve together.
Yes, we can achieve together. I think you just need to turn it on. Are you trying to pick up girls in a bar or something?
No, I'm not even talking about girls. I'm just talking about getting what I need and want.
Okay, got it.
Things and situations and.
The second part of your comment earlier about the couple years ago and that whole situation, that I don't think I actually ever did anything there. I think that was your friend or the people that you've seen in the mind state that they're in, that it just comes out.
I mean, while we're on the topic, I've seen you melt many a heart that of these guys who I feel like they like being a little bit aloof, they like being the non-chaser, but somehow upon meeting you, they chase like crazy.
I only can think of two people.
Think of only two people too, but one of them is such a prominent example that it's like, I can't believe he flipped. It's like, you know, it's like finding out that, I don't know, like Brad Pitt is chasing after this girl. You're like, whoa, like, but he's Brad Pitt. Why is he chasing anybody? You know, I don't know if it's a good analogy for you, but so I do feel like you have that, but it's a very strong thing because you make them do it.
But how did I make that particular person do it? Because I don't think I actually ever did anything to make him do anything. Whereas there are other examples that I will definitely admit to that I used whatever interactive skills
I have. I think you're just being modest.
No, I'm actually curious.
Okay. I mean, this is actually another example, but I remember one time we used to live together, we were roommates.
Right.
And there was a member of a particular band, and they were kind of famous. And he was definitely kind of like chasing you inappropriately, because at the time, like, you weren't giving him any love or whatever. But like, they happened to, I believe, stay at our house and hang out for a little bit. And I come home and this guy has folded my laundry. A complete stranger who the only association I know him through is I've seen him on stage singing and he's in my apartment and he likes you. And somehow this has compelled this total stranger, this male, to fold my laundry. And I'm like, wow, that is... I know it's not anything you did directly, and maybe he just likes folding laundry.
He might. I was going to say it might be his hobby, and maybe he just wanted to go through your things.
I don't think so. I think he was just doing it to essentially impress me so I would say nice things to him about you. He could have been bored. Nobody's ever folded my laundry before, much less another male in my own apartment.
I'm not sure I can explain it. Because I think that, again, goes back to it was never my intention. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a different type of question that I can't say that I can answer.
I mean, I guess here's a question is that, do you get nervous when you're about to go on a date with somebody?
I don't date.
Well, okay, well, not date. Because you usually seem very self-assured. I mean, maybe I'm just not privy to when you, like, turn into a girl and you're like, oh my god, he's so cute and I like this guy. Like, I don't think you... Do you get nervous in the typical way?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why is that?
I think, again, this goes into my whole childhood thing.
Please. I think we need to talk about your childhood.
My childhood, yeah. So, I would say that I grew up in a very strict household and I wasn't necessarily allowed to portray the exact emotions that I felt, and I always had to put on a very... mature and well put together front in front of everyone. So mm-hmm. I think that that kind of drove what my actions are today.
So
I'm really suppressing all my emotions in general. I'm probably very selfish and unfeeling and have no kidding.
Are you repressed? I don't think you're repressed though. Some people are repressed.
No, I don't think I'm repressed. I think that's what college in New York was for.
Because you got to work those things out.
Yeah. But I think that it was the way that I had been for so long earlier in my life that there was much more of an emotional control than probably other people were like when they were younger.
So you never, I mean, when was the time that you got nervous around, I guess, like in a dating environment or like a first date or a second date or something like that? I mean, is that even a question?
I think... If I'm interested in a guy, I'll definitely get the butterfly sensation, but it doesn't really affect the way that I interact with that person, or, like, I won't stumble, I guess.
Yeah, like, you're good at just sort of maintaining. And,
yeah.
And being slightly aloof a little bit.
I guess so.
I mean, aloof in a friendly way.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's very impressive.
Well, what are you like?
I get nervous.
Do you? Because I've never seen that either.
Well, I tried to hide everything from you.
See, it sounds like we're actually really similar, because I can't tell.
I've never made those connections before, and I don't think that would be the case.
I think if you strip it down and we take the situations out of the picture and we just talk about interaction with other people, we're probably very similar.
Mm. This is good. This is why, remember when I did my friendship report card a long time ago?
Yes.
And I gave you high marks in bring-along ability. And I think maybe this is why, because we both are similar enough that we do the same sorts of things, so we understand, you know, like, I mean, I guess bring ability ranks something entirely different, but that we understand a little bit each other how to work. Now, do you think we have a lot of other friends who are like this?
I think some friends are more comfortable with it than others, and I think it has to do with, you know, what they're looking for and what their history is, I guess. I think we do have a couple friends who are good at it, though.
Is the key being able to suppress your emotions?
Good question.
Because I can think of two other people who I would put in this category, and I do think they do suppress their emotions, and they're really good at it. They're really good at being outwardly a certain particular way. But also, you know, putting their emotions in a certain place.
Where only certain people can see truly what they feel. Yeah, no, actually, I think you're right. I think it is Well, it's not necessarily suppressing emotions, but just making sure that a certain emotion is seen. Mm. And so that's what they want other people to feel about them. Like, you know, it's just like you want people to see that side of you.
And not letting one particular emotion override something.
Right.
I see.
Right.
But the good news is that even though I've never actually seen you cry, we both cried in Time Traveler's Wife.
That's kind of a big deal. And I was bawling in The Whale Rider.
You too?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, no. I was bawling. Like, I couldn't. Died. I was like, I was sobbing. I was.
Have you ever seen me cry? I don't think so.
No.
Oh.
Not that I know of.
Well, next, like, sappy movie, maybe we should watch it together.
Yes.
Whale Rider. Well, what part of Whale Rider did you cry?
At the end, when she was on stage and she was doing it, obviously, for her dad, and he wasn't there, and then.
I mean, I actually kind of like the fact that certain movies have made me cry because it means that I have emotions. Do you feel that way? Is that a complaint that you get sometimes that you're not emotional?
No.
Never? I get that shit all the time.
So this is where I guess maybe we're different, okay. Is that for people that are around me a lot more, I think they see that side. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, people that I might have been in long-term relationships with in the past, they've definitely seen that side of me. Never seen me cry. I feel like you might have.
No. I've seen you upset, but not really, like, cry. Mm. I've seen you, like, mad. I've seen you upset at things. I've seen you, like, almost pouty sometimes, but never really crying. Mm. I mean, and to be honest, I may not ever want to because it could make my world crumble.
Unless it's about the Time Traveler's Wife.
Unless it's about the Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah. Then we're good.
Okay. Well, is there anything else we'd like to talk about concerning this topic?
No, but I think there should be a part 2.
A part 2, later definitively. On.